Our next item is KGH Property Development LLC, three lots on Road 257. That would be Round Pole Bridge Road.
This is a request to subdivide 14.94 acres into three parcels. The parcels would contain 1.10 acres, 2.36 acres, and 11.47 acres. This site was part of a major subdivision application that the commission previously approved. But the lots that were proposed on the north side were not approved during that public hearing. And you also stipulated that any subdivision on the north side is subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Wetlands located on each lot. Deldots issued a letter of no objection for the entrance locations. Rick contacted the state, and they sent him a copy of a state wetlands map and the wetlands that the state show and what's depicted on the survey are different from one another.
Do you have any questions or comments?
Well, I think there's some concern about the way the lot lines are drawn.
And about the difference in the wetlands and the wetlands being contained in the lots.
Mr. Chairman, is there someone here that might be able to shed some light on this?
I think there is. The applicant has represented it today. And, Mr. Dunkel and Mr. Couples, if you would ease on up here and enlighten us a little bit as to your rationale, we would be all ears.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Dunkel, for the record, Barkowski, Yerk, and Swayze, with a sign up now in Georgetown on Pine Street.
Is that right?
Yeah, I saw that today.
Did you pay your business license fee yet?
I haven't brought my passport either, Mr. Johnson, but I'm going to bring it next time.
I'm just making you aware there's a new mayor in town, and he's big on that.
Are you going to be the managing partner at this new office?
I'm still stuck in Kent County, and if they move the office to Roxana, where my other house is, if it's still there, I'll do that. Just one clarification from Mr. Abbott's comments. When this was before you as a major subdivision, this separate parcel across the road, it was withdrawn. It was withdrawn from the subdivision approval. The lots weren't denied. That whole parcel was just withdrawn. And so it's back as a 15-acre parcel requesting a minor subdivision. And all of the technical questions Mr. Couples is going to answer because I'm just the attorney.
Okay, for the record, my name's Gary Couples. I'm with ECI, 220 Rehoboth Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Okay. I think one of the big questions is the difference in the wetlands delineation lines and how the lot lines are drawn, given the commission's policy of no wetlands within the lot lines.
Well, we were sort of stuck. We had 15 acres there, more or less, of land on that side of the road. And what it really came down to, quite candidly, is there is actually there were five distinct buildable areas that could have been developed along Round Pole Bridge Road. The decision on the part of my client was to just go with the three lots and provide a community sewer system that's over on the first lot and to move forward on that basis. The parcel itself is already a separate parcel. It was never subdivided. It was always there. And hopefully that just answers the question. I can't do much about the wetlands. The wetlands are there. We need to convey them with the parcels. We actually tried to give them away and nobody wanted them.
Mr. Couples, was there a state wetlands delineation done?
There was a federal jurisdictional wetland delineation done by Edward Lanay. Pardon?
Was that recent?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Matter of fact, there's probably still flagging out there, I believe, in that regard. but recognizing that the wetlands, and we did not want to encroach, what we will agree to do is install carcinite permanent markers indicating the limits of the jurisdictional wetlands so that the new homeowners or new lot owners don't encroach into the wetlands. And we would generally want to make that a policy within our firm that the wetlands be delineated in some permanent way. And the carcinite markers seem to work well along those lines. We've used them in other developments, and people seem to respect it.
Mr. Abbott made mention that Mr. Katz had a different-looking map of the state wetlands.
I wouldn't doubt that. What that map is interpolated.
It's the state jurisdictional wetland boundary that we're
no, it is
to
not a jurisdictional wetland. What this was, the state wetlands are different from federal wetlands.
That's
in
correct.
That the state mapped coastal wetlands by aerial methods. They didn't use any field methods. What was done in this particular case is Ed Lene, who was a recognized wetland biologist and has done many projects in Sussex County, was retained. He went out and physically did a jurisdictional delineation on the property. I mean, it is what it is.
I'm not debating that. I'm just
it probably is different. I wouldn't be surprised.
Right. And the ordinance is pretty specific as to what we're supposed to use.
Because our regulation requires a 50-foot setback from state wetlands, we need to know that state wetlands line is correct. The way to resolve that would be the you map it, the DENREC approves it, and then we can proceed.
All we're suggesting is work with DENREC to determine the proper boundary.
Get the boundary fixed. Yeah. We'd like to propose that we work with the state and fix the boundary so they approve it, so you'll have the correct boundary for your setback.
That would resolve
that question. And then just, again, as a minor subdivision, as you treat all the other minor subdivisions, would treat this one the same.
And the suggestion that we were looking for there was that your boundary markers that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
in the case where the buffer is more upland than the 404, then the buffer should control that boundary line because the buffer is supposed to be a natural buffer, not graded or disturbed.
We'd agree to do that.
You mentioned one central sewer system, and on the lot
number one, did you say?
It would be on lot one.
Is lot one within these three, or is it lot?
It's lot one. It's the 1.1 acre parcel.
And the other two lots are going to work off of that.
They're
going
to be connected to that system. There'll be an agreement between the other two lot owners.
Has DENREC approved that?
Yes, they have.
For their new regulations, they say they have.
We have this. We have an approved soils, and there's no reason to believe that there's any issues there.
How would you address the lot lines in the wetlands?
I guess I don't understand your question.
Oh, the commission is pretty much not allow that to happen, to have the property lines contained within the wetlands boundaries.
I don't know how to get around that, to be quite candid with you, in that the lot already exists, and that includes the wetlands, and I don't know any other way to transfer this property. We can't just let them hang out there. They need to be attached to something.
Who's going to own the lot that the septic system's on? An association of some description.
The community system will be a community system for the three lots.
Right, and what you're saying is that the lot number one is going to contain a residence and a community septic system.
Right.
Okay. And that community system is going to be within the boundaries of that lot and is essentially going to be owned by, or the land is going to be owned by.
An easement over it.
With an easement over it?
Right.
Okay. I'm thinking about the same way you do wetlands in a major subdivision. They become the property of the community. And I don't know if that's solved any problems or not, but if it works anything out. But.
Same group that would be responsible for the community septic system.
Yeah. Are the upland areas without the wetlands at least 3/4 acre?
I don't think so.
Well, gentlemen, there's the rub. I knew if we talked about it long enough, somebody would figure that out. That's why it's being shown the way it is, because it doesn't work any otherwise.
But there is one buildable lot.
Yeah. Oh well. Yeah. You've always got got one. Sure.
The I believe Mr. Dunkel had indicated they were willing to work with DENREC to give us a more precise boundary of those wetlands.
You might want to consider doing at this point, Mr. Burton, if you want to defer it until we get this other boundary stuff situated, and then that can give you some time to consider, the commission some time to consider what they may or may, how they may want to look at this issue with the wetland lines.
And if the drawing is similar to the question you raised about the size of the parcel, and even though it encroaches into the wetlands area, we don't know what the upland area is. And that could be calculated once they establish the actual boundary.
And I think that needs to be, we need to give them the opportunity to do that before we make a final decision.
Agreed.
Where's the access to number one, the little shared driveway?
Yes.
Does that serve the Hook property also?
Yes, it does.
It's already existing there, right?
There's actually two. It's a triangle.
Yeah, that's a triangle. That's right. Okay. That's what I thought. And the area that's the front portion of lot number one, about half of it, is actually the septic area.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure I did it right.
When the wetlands lines are determined, would we be able to know what the buildable space is on each lot?
We can show you that area. Actually, if you look, there's a BRL.
I think that's what we're asking them to do. I think just to be clear, that's on the drawing. We would like you to designate what the
BRL,
the buildable area.
BRL actually shows the buildable area.
Well, actually, yeah. But were you talking about the buildable area, or are you talking about the uplands in general?
The buildable area.
The buildable, that buildable restriction line is also the federal wetland line.
The two lines are together.
Oh, okay.
Which, according to the policy,
it's the federal wetland and the state state wetland line.
Okay.
I mean, obviously.
All right.
Well, actually, with the 50-foot buffer.
Okay.
The nature of this would be that the applicant gets what we possibly may ask for and approve, that they would be back on one of these type meetings in a reasonable time, Mr. Lang, Mr. Abbott.
As soon as we get it, we'll have it put on as quickly as we can. That shouldn't be a big problem. We'll get it put on the next available agenda, which probably wouldn't be more than 45 days away.
We can address that pretty quickly.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Well, okay, we need anything else from these guys, or are we ready to make a motion?
Ready to make a motion.
Okay, sir, go ahead.
My motion is for deferral at this time on KGH Property LLC, 3 lots on Road 257 on Round Pole Bridge Road.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on 3 lots on Road 257 for KGH Property Development LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.